On the first day of training, every recruit in the Nashville Police Academy is issued a stack of reading materials. Right on top is Tactical Edge, a book covering high-risk patrol. It prescribes an aggressive approach to policing at a time when Nashville and departments around the country are trying to move the other direction. WPLN's Maribor Knight reports it's also filled with racially charged undertones and outdated information.
The dedication page reads, "For those officers who want to win." Tactical Edge, published in 1986, depicts a world of constant and increased threat.
It's important for people to know going through the academy that it's a dangerous job they're getting into, but like the first images in the book are of dead police officers.
That's Matthew Barge. He's the co-director of the Police Assessment Resource Center, which helps departments across the country on reform initiatives. He's talking about the image of five dead officers on page one of the introduction. It's followed by photos of black men in prison and a teenager jumping on a police car.
And I scroll down a little bit further and, you know, in big caps, they suggest that the cold, hard bottom line is that the gap between the training you get spoon-fed and what you need to survive on the street is left up for you to fill. That's like red flags all over the place for me.
The book tells officers to be wary of an increasing population of minorities, which are, quote, disproportionately associated with criminal violence. It claims that public schools are churning out kids with criminal tendencies and that preschoolers left in daycare are 15 times more aggressive than other children. It sums things up like this. On the street, you will meet the human beings, the weapons, the mentalities behind the dismal facts above. They are waiting for you, either you or they. Will have the edge.
The part that you are talking about is not what is instructed by the Metro Nashville Training Academy.
Captain Keith Stevens leads that academy. He says they use only some sections of Tactical Edge for things like crisis response and mental conditioning. He defends the book, but after reading him one excerpt about minorities, he starts to backtrack.
You know, can I look at this book and say, there may be better books out there? Sure, there may be better books out there.
But experts say it has no place in police curriculum. Michael Lyman is a professor of criminal justice at University of Missouri and writes about police procedures and training. He says he's never encountered Tactical Edge as Academy-issued reading.
Well, a book like this should not be issued to recruits, period. Issuing them a book that is 30 years old gets them started off on the wrong foot.
What he means is that while the department is training officers to be guardians of the public and to de-escalate situations, it's also handing them information that teaches them just the opposite. The mixed message, he says, can lead officers to make serious, if not fatal, mistakes in the field. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribor Knight.